Friday night Daddy told me to get a good night's sleep cause it would be a long day ahead of us since I had a mission in the morning. Romantic face, I spent a large portion of the night coming up with just the right outfit, and when I finally found it, it was perfect. I went with a lingerie teddy. Some high-waisted denim shorts, hair down, and completed with a smile worthy of $1 million. Now, Daddy had mentioned how he wanted to get started early. Me being the good obedient slut I am, got up on time, showered, got dressed, and by the time he messaged me I was basically ready. Smile. He was so happy. I can't tell you how happy it makes me when my daddy's happy with me. The sweetness he treats me with, romantic face. Makes my heart skip a beat, romantic face. I leave the house and head into town and decide to suggest I stop at the shop to maybe pick up a toy and spice things up a bit. Daddy agreed, so I stop, park my car. I cannot tell you the nerves I had going through my body. Knowing that I was about to walk out of this car practically naked was overwhelming in quite the sexiest way. As the nerves kicked in, I could feel my nipples rubbing against the thin mesh fabric I had on. I'd lie if I said it didn't turn me on. I could feel my pussy getting wet. I filmed a short video I'll attach soon as a storyline of my day lol. I walked in and instantly caught eyes. As I look down the store, I see a couple whose boyfriend is glued to my body. I give him a good wink, twirl my hair. Lol, I could see his girlfriend getting pissed. I picked out my toy and made sure to ask the cashier if it was charged. She said yes, most do, but why do you ask? I said my daddy and I are playing a little game and I really want to put this in my pussy so he can make me feel good from miles away. She gave me a sexy smirk and with that I bought my toy and off I went. I made sure to turn around and bend over as I left to pick up the receipt I never dropped just to give the couple's boyfriend a nice view smile. After all, his girl was pissed already, damage was done. Lol. Sadly we weren't able to connect, so that will be fun for another story. Smile. I then head to a bar as daddy had requested. And even though he was upset, I managed to turn the night around soon enough. As I'm sitting there at the bar, a guy approached me asking me for my name. I entertained him, we flirted, we went from laughs and giggles to touching and hands on the knees. And then from hands on the knees to holding hands and grabbing thighs. The night got sexier and sexier as it went. The tipsier I got, the higher his hands went, and by the time I knew it, his fingers were touching my clit and I want him to keep going. He maintained this stern, steady, sensual conversation with me as he slowly swirled his fingers over my clit. I could barely focus on answering his questions. Between the music and his fingers flicking my clit, I was slowing, falling off the edge. The more I struggled to answer, the faster he moved his fingers. As I was beginning to climax, he put a finger in and fucked my pussy with it. He continued this motion while rubbing my clit in a circular motion, adding a second finger and a third. I was so worked up I couldn't even speak anymore. I was concentrated on his eyes as he spoke words that lead to me coming. And as the bartender asked me what I wanted to drink next, I came. I came so good I couldn't even answer her. He said, "Lol, she's have a martini." I looked at him and giggled. He winked at me and we sipped on our drinks. It got later and the bar got pretty full, so as we are dancing I make towards the back of the club and push him into a corner. Now this corner is secluded and literally perfect for a good blow job, since I needed to earn my cum shot like the whore queen I am. I pushed him back there, put my hand on his thigh and ran it over the shadow of his big cock. It was nice, thick and hard, just like I liked them. I got close to his neck and said, "Do you want me to put your dick in my mouth so I can suck your cum off?" I could feel his dick throbbing. He said, "Yes baby, suck that cock good." So I got on my hands and knees like the good cum slut I am, and I unzipped his pants to watch that big cock swing out and slap my forehead with it. I grabbed it at the base and opened my mouth. I started with the top and warped my lips around it, applying soft pressure. I slowly worked my way down until his entire cock was in my mouth, simultaneously keeping rhythm, slurring my tongue back and forth and around. Getting wet as I could feel his hand praising my head, letting me know I was doing a good job. I picked up speed and grabbed his balls. Flipping them from finger to finger, watch his head roll back in satisfaction. He grabbed my head again and shoved his dick down my throat. As I choked and tears came down my face, he fucked my mouth hard with his thick dick until his delicious cum was oozing out of my lips. He slowly stopped stroking and I could feel the cum dripping down my neck. I smiled as he retrieved, he looked at me and winked. I stood up, looked him good in the eye, grabbed his dick again and said, "I like the way your cum tastes." And with that I said, "Call me Smile." I walked out of the club with his cum still dripping down my neck. I wore my trophy so sexy my nipples were sore of how aroused I still was. I left and went home with great content yet again. As Daddy had planned, a great day that yet again resulted in sticky wet delicious cum, nervous sweat, you/Kevin Kirk. P.S. I will be posting a link with pics relating a timeline. Smile, enjoy sexy people.